Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today I want to talk about anger management and how we manage that within ourselves. I've been exposed in the last, in my lifetime, the number of ways that you, the things that you witness and you see people react in a certain way. Most people are fairly emotive when it comes to dealing with things that are going on in their life. And often it comes out in ways that are quite ugly. And often people, upon reflection, if somebody holds the mirror up to them, they can see that that behavior is really unacceptable. And so it's made me reflect just recently, as I was exposed to something last night, and I thought, golly, we all have these challenges that go on in our life. And I think we need to develop the right skills so that we're dealing with this stuff in the right way. Now, I think men handle this the worst. Men traditionally are not great with their mental health. Why? Men tend to internalize more things. Women tend to talk about things more. Women generally have bigger social networks. They use more words than men do, and they get stuff out of their head, which is super, super important. A lot of men, they keep it inside. They lock it up. They build things up more and more and more, and then they get to a point where it can be something that's got not a major impact, but some little thing that's just like, and they snap, and then that can come out. It doesn't have to be like men. It can just be it can be boys that are, you know, trying to express themselves and the frustration of what's going on. Now, what I taught my my girls was that if you see somebody reacting in a certain way, you need to just ask yourself a series of questions. And the first one being, is it possible that there's something going on in that person's life that we don't know about that is causing them to feel this way right now? And the answer to that question is usually yes. Like, yes, there are some people out there that are mentally unstable and have some serious mental health issues and so forth, but that's not the majority of people. And so when you see these things, it's usually what's going on for that person is another question to ask yourself. And I think if you come from a place of accepting the fact that there may be something really, really bad going on for that person right now, that gives you a completely different perspective. So I'll give you an example, one that I've heard a couple of times before, and I often use this one. I could use the people's name, like it's a famous author that you would have heard of, but the names really don't matter. So this person was on a train, and he's tired, and he's traveling home in the evening to get home. It's in the US, and the train stops, and a dad gets on, and there's three kids that get on the train, and the dad sits down, and he's very quiet, and the kids are running up and down the train. It's not that full, and the kids are going absolutely nuts. And so the guy that's sitting on the train that is wanting to just have a nice, peaceful trip home, he gets fed up. And he gets to the point where he says to the dad, "Do you want to do something about your kids?" And the dad says, "Yes, I guess I probably should. It's just that we just got back from the hospital and their mother passed away." Now, in that moment, you have a completely different perspective, right? Completely different. You think, oh, wow, okay, I get it. But of course, up to that moment, what are you doing? You're prejudging and you're saying, well, geez, what a horrible father. He's not present. He's not, you know, controlling the children, et cetera, et cetera. Now, having gone through everything that I've gone through with my daughter and now to have her not be here, I just have a different awareness of, I suppose, what is going on for people and just a greater level of empathy and understanding and knowing that even though I'm not experiencing whatever's going on for that person and may not have experienced whatever is going on for that person, I have certainly become more empathetic to know that, well, I've worked very, very hard on myself from a very young age to make myself mentally tougher, more resilient, and become sick and tired of living in mediocre places or a toxic environment in my own head where I'd beat myself up every day with the words that I would use for myself. And being so sick and tired of that and saying, I'm never going to go back there again. And then it's been through years and years of affirmations and conversations with myself to remove every toxic conversation with myself for the rest of my life. And it's not something that just happens overnight and say, yeah, do you know what? I'm sick and tired of that. I'm not going to do that anymore. It has required me, I remember for probably a 2 to 3 year period, every day I was doing these incantations out loud about what it was that I wanted to bring into my life. And that wasn't from the perspective of manifesting greatness into my life, but it was taking action from those incantations. And then surrounding myself with the right people, surrounding myself with the right conversations, filling my head every day with positive things, taking more action, growing myself, seeing that I was progressing every single day. And I did this for years to the point now where it's pretty much impossible for me to think of any bad thing that comes into my life and find it in a negative context. And I think if you go back and you listen to every single podcast that I've done, you'll find that that's the case, right? I record these every single day. You hear about what's going on for me every single day, whether it's on this show or Rob Evans 365. I've just recorded episode 2034 of that this morning. There's a lot of content out there where I discuss the challenges, but I'm never negative. There's always challenges that we face, but it's how we resource ourselves, how resourceful we become in coming up with solutions to those problems. And so anger is no different, because I used to be an angry kid. Like within myself, people would see me and maybe not see me as an angry kid, but I was an angry child inside because I was frustrated with why I had it harder than every other person around me. That was the story I'd come up with myself. Now, of course, just in saying that, you know that that's not true. But that was my reality that I lived in. And so I was pretty angry. And so with that anger came judgment as well. And I lived in an environment where there was a lot of judgment. And therefore, that became my reality as well. And so all of these things merged together for me and turned into something that was really, really, really wasn't that pleasant for me. But I chose to be different. And a part of that was choosing different environment. And so I chose to move away from home, like 2.5 hours away from home. I chose to start my own life, and I wanted to become financially independent and as quickly as possible, and to start to learn to live life on my terms, and the struggle to find the right type of employment, and just continuing to progress and hopefully find the pathway down the line, which is what happened for me. But I kept asking myself the questions, how, you know, what's next for me? What am I going to do that's going to really thrive me for the rest of my life? And so along the way, I'm becoming resourceful about what it is that I need to do to have better communication with myself. But it's probably only been, honestly, since I got divorced, so about 11 years ago, obviously in making that decision to get divorced, I was looking in the mirror myself and saying, well, these are all the things that I need to make better about me and about my life and what I now need to do to achieve those things. And part of that was, again, just stepping up for myself and learning to communicate better. I probably didn't communicate as effectively as I could have in my relationship. I think every single day I'm growing now and I'm becoming a better person in what it is that I do and how I approach life. And I think part of that is also dealing with the anger side of it, dealing with those challenges and thoughts that you have in your life. Everything to do with my daughter over the last 3 years, I could become very, very angry about that, very frustrated about the professionals that I was dealing with, and now she's not here. And I could have a lot of anger around that. But unless I learn to resolve those things within myself, then to some extent, it's almost like, well, they won. You know, they were right. There was a lot of blame that was put on me. Not on her mum, but on me. And I just learned to be able to deal with that and resolve that with my daughter as well, because she didn't understand why people were coming after me. But her and I knew what the reality was. And it's easy to pass judgment on somebody. You don't know what goes on behind closed doors. You don't know the whole part of it. I would say to some of the doctors, why don't you come and live with us for a day and see exactly what it's like, see exactly what it is that we have to deal with here. And so you need to find ways to resolve that. And so if you're just new to this, and I think the first part is to realize that you do have a problem with anger. We all have better ways to communicate. I think we should all be learning every day. How do we grow in our communication style? How do we build those relationships? And who's the number one relationship you need to have the best relationship with? That's you. And when I realized that the communication that I need to have with myself needed to improve, that was like a big aha moment where it's like, oh yeah. And then when I started to filter what it is that I was saying to myself or analyze what it was that I was doing, it's like, man, this is why you are not where you want to be, because you're holding yourself back. You call it limiting beliefs, I call it what you like, but it was toxic. And then I realized that, well, on some level, even though I used harsh language to myself, I was doing that with other people too. Maybe it was, I don't know, passive aggressive. Maybe it was sarcasm. But I needed to learn to do that thing differently as well. And I needed to become more resourceful. And I needed to find better ways to be able to become a better coach so that I could understand what other people were going through, at least be more empathetic and more understanding and help get people to kind of come to the solutions themselves. Like, some people just don't know what to do. But if you have certain discussions with people, ask them certain questions, if you can get somebody to realize that they need to change without saying, hey, you need to change, they're more likely to do it if they realize they get to that answer and that solution. So it's a lifelong journey. Now, obviously, if you have serious issues, like I've had a restraining order in place over somebody before because of their serious anger issues, and honestly, I think the person still has the same sorts of anger issues today. This person does not realize that they need to change. They do not realize that they have a problem. Some people will just always blame someone else for what's going on in their life. That's unfortunate. But this, I'm talking to you right now. And having that bit of a self-audit, I suppose, as to like, how often do you feel really angry about what's going on in your life? Talk to maybe the two or three closest people around you and see what their assessment is of how you manage yourself. And maybe you need some professional help. Maybe what you need to do is start to review, well, what are you doing on a daily basis? What are those conversations with yourself? What are the environments that you're hanging out in? Who are the five closest people that you spend most of the time with each day, each week? What are they like in terms of their anger management and so forth? Are you bringing the best version of yourself every day? Are you making sure that you're bringing forward the healthiest version of you every day? Are you focused? Are you energized? Are you prioritizing your health as number one? Because the anger management side of it, that is part of your health and wellness, because normally if you are in that space, I guarantee you that there are other parts of your health and wellness where you are not in the right place, right? You're not putting the focus there, because when you do, everything starts to change, which is why I've shifted my entire career from corporate into doing what I do now, because I see that this is the way to help people achieve more life, not just in terms of years, but more better quality of living of life too, because they just have a different set of priorities now about what's important, and everything just improves, right? Because they're more focused, they're more energized, they're healthy, they can live longer, they can generate more income, they get better outcomes. Everything becomes more exciting. You think about life more experientially, as opposed to let's just keep on gathering material things. The material things only take you so far. It's the experiences that we have in life that really determine the happiness, and those memories stay forever. So there's your exercise for today. Have a review of what your thinking process is like. How would you rate the level of anger that you have within you? How are you resolving things? What's the conversation that you're having with yourself? Do you need to make some modifications? How are you growing every single day? Are you doing all the right things to make sure you're living the top 1% of health for your age? And within that definition of health, I put your personal growth. Are you growing? Are you working on that every day? Are you reading things every single day? Are you focused on improving your communication style and just making you a better version of yourself? So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'm not an anger management specialist, but I'm a health specialist, health strategist, and I can help you improve your health, which will then help you improve the quality of your anger management as well. I talk to clients about this kind of stuff all the time. You can see what's going on in their headspace and how we can take steps to get them to improve the quality of that and just kind of lower the tone that they have for themselves, which can be really, really hard and toxic. And it's just a weight that you carry around if you're carrying that angst and anxiety and anger within you. So we can do better. I'm here to support you. It's free wherever you are in the world. All right, stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.